I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio, now with 30% more birds.
Hey, what do you know? It's another week, which means it's another episode of me looking like a complete idiot. So, hey, welcome to RSN Live, where I, again, just look like an idiot, for the sake of looking like an idiot. And I'm actually kind of interested and excited at the same time. I don't know if I should post this in Radio Nintendo. Get the feeling Silver Sonic might ban me. Well then. Anyways, RSN Live. I'm excited. By the way, I'm Voice, that guy who has been doing this a little too long now. By the way, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but there's definitely a return of the hiss, at least on the video stream. I'm going to have to check into that. I hope it's not, like, dust-related. That could be a problem. So, you know. Yeah, fuck it. We'll post it and see what happens. Let's see who bans me first. Anyways, so, like I said, it's basically where you can hear me rant and rave and listen to Sonic music, because that's what I do. And there was someone who was looking for something, so I had to do that as well. See? I knew it! I fucking knew it! Oh, he's going off! Oh. See? I can call that. I know him so well. Yeah, Portal Turret is back where it belongs. I should totally finish my intro, I think. So yeah, if you want to reach out, I am available on IRC. For how much longer in Radio Nintendo, I'm not sure. It depends on when Silver Sonic bans me. This is... I am on Surreal Chat, which is irc.surrealchat.net. I'm in Radio Nintendo for the time being, Radio Sega, and RSN. On the flip side, you can go to Afternet, which I honestly would encourage you to do. Afternet's a little more stable than, you know, Surreal Chat, and it doesn't fuck up as often. You can catch me primarily in the RSN chat room there. Don't worry, both RSN chat rooms are linked via our handy RSN bot. So, what you say in one channel will be relayed to the other channel. Just so I should get that out there. Also, I now have a complete Twitter account for RSN Live, in case anyone's wondering. It's literally RSN Live. That is the account name. So, this is that. There's also another way. I actually tested this morning, and it's working, which is a rarity for me, to have something actually work the first try. We now have a Mumble server! For those of you who are wondering what Mumble is, it's basically, the best way I can describe it is an open source version of Skype, which gives me, the operator, a little more finer control over the chat room. So, you can actually join this Mumble chat anytime you want. In fact, I think I see Trekkie might be in there, or he might be in the... I don't think he's in the RSN Live chat. I don't think you're in the RSN Live chat, Trekkie. But, I can actually include people now on this show, which is awesome. By the way, in case anyone's wondering the ground rules for the Mumble server, by default, you cannot talk in that chat room. I have to unmute you. So that's how we're going to work that. I don't think I'm ever going to become popular enough to have, like, guests, like, popular guests like Mike or Roger on this thing. I don't ever really intend for it to go that far. But if we do, well, if I do, you guys aren't really running it. Says you're unmuted, but you're gagged. At least you should be. Yeah, you're gagged. See? You can't say anything. Doesn't matter because I don't have internet DJ. Let's do a quick test. Why the hell not? We'll link in. So. Alright, that's in there. So, let's see if this actually works. Go ahead and say something, Jerky. Anything at all. Come on. Anything at all. See? This is a quiet mumble server. You're trying, nothing's happening. You have your mic set up right? That could be the problem. You might have your mic set up incorrectly. Oh, well, we'll try it later. We'll try it later. In the meantime, like I said, that's just another... Hey, you're the one who's listening to this at a very high volume. Whoa, 21. Just saying. Just putting that out there. So, yeah, like I said, it's there if I intend to use it. It works with Internet DJ Console. I know. I tested it earlier. I also have it on my phone for some reason now because of all that testing. But it works. And if I ever get guests on, I can basically unmute people and then they can talk and do whatever. Now, that's if I have, you know, Internet DJ Console set up for it. Which right now it's turned off, but I can turn it on if I really wanted to. Alright, you want to try talking, Woe 21, while we're here, before I start up everything? I can hook back in to the conversation. We'll unmute you. Now try saying something. Guess I should, you know, unmute myself. Go ahead and try say something. Anything at all. No one's saying anything. You're talking, but it's not... But I don't have you muted. Did you make sure your mic was working correctly? Because you kind of do have to double-check on that before you start yakking. Just saying. Oh, well, whatever. We'll fix this eventually. One other thing that I have to mention is I do now have a full-out website for this. I wanted it set up for it. I basically got annoyed with seeing, like, everyone had these fancy pages and whatnot for their shows, and I had nothing. So, I ended up making my own website. So, you can now watch the show, chat on the show, get information about the show, download podcasts, listen to podcasts, all that other fun stuff at rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org. Come on, it took me 8 hours to do. You guys, at least you guys can do is humor me and use the site. That's like my big thing for this week, is my fancy new website and the Twitter handle. So I know it works. I know it works because my cell phone is on a completely different account on that Mumble server and it worked. So it's got to be some kind of weird setup on your guys' end that's kind of preventing it. Did you guys enable push? You guys might have push to talk enabled. That might be the problem. Push to talk. I had to do that too. My thing. You do not. You might have something weird going on. I don't know. Open source software, you take it or leave it. I am personally finding it better than Skype in that it's actually connecting and working. So. Yeah, you were supposed to... You gotta go into config to disable talk TTS. I'm kind of surprised you enabled that. I didn't have it enabled for a reason on my end. I think it's under audio output. Oh, well. Like I said, nothing's, perfect. Nothing's gonna work the first time around. In the meantime, I actually have to clear out some music here. Give me a second. It's still got music from last week in it. That's how I roll. So, let's see what we got here. We played that last week. So, we're going to go ahead and kick into this. That'll do. Oh, I got to turn off my mic. Okay, there we go. That's why you guys were kind of hearing me going crazy. Yeah. Like I said, it worked for me, so I don't know. Alright, we're going to go into some remixes now, for the moment, and then I will talk about other things. Possibly interesting things. I also need a drink. Alright, RSN Live, voice. We'll be right back. And we're back. All right. That was an interesting little music break. So, clearly, I have more work to do to test Mumble, because it's not working properly for some reason. We'll find out. I'll get it to work. Don't worry. My next show, I will hopefully have it working properly for everyone. Well, that's one disappointment. So, let's see, what was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah, so, of course, you know me, I work during the first half of the week, but I still did hear about Nintendo and Sony pretty much curb-stomping the hell out of Microsoft. Now, given everything I've heard about regarding Microsoft and their Xbox One, for some reason people are calling it the X-Bone. No fucking clue why. It's kind of weird, actually, when I think about it. It just keeps getting weirder in my mind as it plays over and over. But let's face it, the Xbox One is going to be a fucking abysmal failure. And anyone who says otherwise really doesn't know what they're talking about. I mean, you know, aside from the fact that it has to call home to Microsoft at least once a day. So, if your internet goes down for an extended period of time, you're kind of screwed. The whole shared used game situation, it's screwed. I didn't watch much of the E3 stuff, so as far as I know, I can't give you much info on that. I do know that thus far, I still am not convinced that I'm going to be getting a Wii U. Which, by the way, the Nintendo fanboys have jumped into overdrive on, you know, just attacking the hell out of Microsoft, trying to see if their console's better now. But again, I can't see anything on the Wii U that makes me want it. I've seen the gameplay footage for Sonic Lost World, and take it or leave it. I'm just kind of weird, a weird, like, person who needs perfection or something, but it just doesn't look as appealing as people are making it out to be. And of course, let's not forget, new characters, so I'm still eagerly awaiting the round of Rule 34 that is going to hit that like a ton of bricks, like it normally does. I mean, this Sonic community, we do weird things like that. Sorry, I'm having, like, war flashbacks from when I was building the Green Hill Zone map and all of the Rule 34 I was subjected to while looking up stuff for the Rule 34 room. Well, boys, if you didn't want to see it, why'd you make a Rule 34 room? Because it was something they were doing, and it made me laugh, so I was like, why the hell not? So... yeah. Don't worry, there's Rule 34 for everyone, Rax. Everyone will eventually get involved. And now that there's the Deadly Six, you guys should know by now this is an adult show. I talk adult things. I drink live on camera. Which, by the way, if you're underage, you know, don't do it. It's a dumb idea to do it underage. Not really worth the trouble, in my opinion. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for, Rax, the deadly orgy. Or the deadly gangbang. So, you see that kind of stuff. You kind of have to expect it. We are the Sonic community. We will make it happen. Late warning? What late warning? I haven't even started going through the fan fiction yet. Man... And it can only get worse as I go through this story. Oh, God, what am I clicking on? Oh, that's just that image. That image. Fun fact, I only see 5 here. Where's number 6, Rax? You cut off number 6. Now it's the deadly 5. Is the budget really that bad at Sega that they're cutting characters mid-game? Yes. I still see nothing. Just saying. You cut a bad guy completely out of the game, Rax. Why would you do that? How are you that cold and heartless? Without the bad guy, there is no game, okay? If there was like a Sonic game that there was no Robotnik, you just ran to the other side and there was like no obstacles, what fun would there be in that? You know, the bad guys are the essential part of the game. You have to have some kind of objective. You know, let's like the only games that can get away with not having a bad guy is like, I don't know, golf games, Euro Truck Simulator, but I guess you could consider the other truck drivers to be bad guys. But they don't really, you know, recommend bashing into people in that game. Whatever. Look, it's a gun. They can do all the property damage they want, Rax. They can just pay people to look the other way. That's how it works. Man. I am not drunk yet. I'm just kind of, like, tired. It's been, like, one of those weeks where it's too hot to sleep, so kind of running on empty. Goon. Is that how they pronounce it in the video game? Goon, when you add the Japanese soundtrack. Keep in mind, I don't typically listen to, you know, like the Japanese voices. I just know that the guy who does the voice for Sonic also did like actual songs for a living prior to becoming the voice actor for Sonic. That's all I know. That's all I can tell you. Anywho. So, still my final impressions of Sonic Lost World. I still think it's a very dumbass move of theirs to go ahead and say, oh, this is going to be a Nintendo exclusive only. Sega, you have lost your right to complain if that game does poorly financially. Alright? You have lost it. No more privileges. All on you. Yeah. Well, I mean, let's look at it this way. I mean, what's the one thing you want to do with your product? You want to get it to as many people as you can. The most, the widest, broadest audience that you can get. Now, let's look at it this way. There's a lot of people who are going to disagree with me and hate me for this, but Nintendo is not that big as it used to be. They aren't a big player like they were. Well, you're just not playing Nintendo enough. You're right, I'm not playing Nintendo enough. I didn't really enjoy the Mario games and I didn't like the Zelda games. Oh my god, he said he didn't like Zelda. Kill him! But, yeah, it's kind of a dumb move to lock yourself in like that, because now you are you are beholden to Nintendo now to hope that their handheld and video game console so well to get your game out to as many people as possible. I was actually watching, because there's actually a game I'm interested that's going to be coming out soon. Those of you might remember the Oddworld series. You know, Oddworld Abe's Odyssey, Oddworld Abe's Exodus. Oddworld Inhabitants, the game studio that made those games, is in the process with another game studio, Just Add Water, to essentially do a complete redo of Abe's Odyssey and re-release it. They've done away with, like, the old, you know, 2D scroller idea where every screen was literally just a still frame with some animation over it. And they're completely redoing it as a 3D platform, a 3D scrolling platform. So basically what Sonic 4 should have been, only except it wouldn't suck. From what I've seen, it doesn't suck. That was the problem with Sonic 4. There were some problems that were not addressed. And the guy who heads, I can't remember his name now, but the guy who heads Oddworld Inhabitants pretty much said, the whole idea is to get this out to the widest range of people possible. And that's why, here's the other thing, and the guy was saying that the reason why Oddworld is making such a resurgence right now is because the older generation of gamers are starting to introduce the younger generation of gamers to the old gaming libraries. And again, the guy was saying, you want to get this to the widest audience possible. You can't do that by saying, well, this is going to be a Nintendo exclusive only, or, well, this needs to be exclusive to the PC. So what they've actually decided to do is they're actually using the Unity 3D engine, which is a very wide-ranging game engine in terms of what platforms it can support. And they're releasing it on a wide range of platforms. Now, that said, they're not releasing it on the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One. I have yet to find out exactly the reason. It could be Microsoft is just demanding money. It's Microsoft. It's the same reason why Steam never came to Xbox. Basically, Microsoft is like, we have final say on everything. And that is how it is. And some people dislike that. So, as far as I know, Oddworld, the re-envisioning of Oddworld Abe's Odyssey, which is called New and Tasty, is coming out on PC, OS X, Linux, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, PSP, PlayStation Vita. That's seven fucking platforms right there they're going for. That is, what is Sonic Lost World? Oh, Wii U, that's eight fucking platforms. And what is Sega's target? Wii U, 3DS. Wow, they really kind of screwed the pooch on this one. You know, especially since I'm fairly certain that I'm fairly certain the Wii U isn't really selling well right now. And that said, I know there's going to be games coming out this year. There's like another rehash of Mario Kart coming out this year, and another rehash of Pokemon, and another rehash of Zelda, and another rehash of Metroid Prime. They're basically rehashing and going on that. That's their strategy. So I know they re-released a lot of these games, Oddworld did, on Xbox. So, you know, I know that Nintendo is, because supposedly, isn't, like, the new Battlefield 3 going to be on the Wii U? Or they say? So, and, you know, PC, I can't think of anything, but let's look at it this way. A PC is in everyone's house. A Wii U is not. Nowadays, most people are likely to have a desktop PC. I mean, their ability to play the 3D is going to be, you know, take it as it comes. My machine down here that's streaming the video is like a $1,300 beast that's got a $550 video card in it. That's going to be able to run this new Oddworld game, no problem. Your built-in Intel video chipset from 5 years ago is probably going to have a little bit of a problem trying to play it. So, that's how that, you know, works out. So basically, my whole point here is the whole objective of making these video games, at least at the professional level, is to make money. How do you make money? You sell your video game. How do you sell your video game? You get it to the widest market possible. You can't do that if you're limiting it to a single platform. I'm going to consider Nintendo a single platform for this argument, which at the moment is not selling a lot. So it's a dumb-ass move. Financially and logically, it is a dumb-ass move on Sega's part. So, and you know what's going to happen. They're going to, like, complain that, well, we didn't make a lot of money on this Sonic game. Of course you didn't. You limited it to a single platform that didn't have that many units sold. Yeah, so. Alright, I think I'm going to, yeah, that's the other thing that's kind of weird, is that they're, you know, they were making Sonic games for Android and iOS, and then they're like, fuck it, we're just going 3DS. I can understand, I mean, 3DS would probably be able to run that Sonic Jump, no problem. But still, how many people have a 3DS versus how many people have an iPhone / Android phone? Again, it's a simple numbers thing, and I don't know. My only guess is that Sega is doing this to help Nintendo out somehow. I do know that Nintendo is kind of slumping because of the Wii, which is, you know, another fortune. Here's another reason why I really don't want to get a Wii. That fucking controller. I've had enough battery-powered electronics to know that if you don't use them often, the battery's gonna die. It's gonna die hard. I'm not exactly sure what the battery is in the Wii U controller. I haven't really looked it up, but A, you're gonna have to constantly be recharging that thing, because that in itself apparently counts as a handheld game console. I hope it does. It gets better battery life than the Game Gear did, because let's think about that for a second. Game Gear did like a piss poor job. What was it, like 2 hours for, I think it was 8 AA batteries? So, you know, we'll see what happens on that. Alright, I should probably get back into music, because we are supposed to read more fan fiction tonight. So, give me a moment here, I gotta find it. You know, I have no idea what it is. And because Rax mentioned Sonic X, we're going with Sonic X. That's what you get. But where's the full version? Ah, there's the full version. There's one more track I need to add here. Come on, do it. We'll go with that. Okay, I will, alright. That's good. I hope this will work. So, alright. RSN Live. Voice. I was kind of hoping it would work. Of course it wouldn't work. Why would it work? Oh, well. Alright. Of course, it's now time for another installment of Sonic fanfiction. That's right. I get to read another chapter of whatever fanfiction I basically find on the internets, or as we like to call it, fanfiction.net. So, yeah. Oh, is that what you were hoping? Oh, yeah. No, we can't. It's not working right. We gotta fix that problem. Hold on, this will end in a second. There's the beep. For those who don't know, I get a beep whenever the song is about to end, and it ends. Sorry, it's like a 10-second out beep. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of a cool feature, actually. I don't know if Sam does it. Anyone who streams with Sam, if you can let me know if it actually does that, I would totally like to know. You think it was your AV Black? Well, we'll find out after the show. I can open it up and we'll see what's going on. We'll open the hood. But see, if it, you know, I don't know what was blocking Trekkie then. Maybe Microsoft got angry we were using a Skype alternative. Anywho, so of course we are on chapter 3 now of Shadow makes it big. So, you know, all that fun stuff. You know, this was published a mere 3 years ago, which is kind of weird. Drama angst. It's kind of fun when you read all the tags that are associated with this. So, all right, well. Of course, like I said, it's kind of time to delve back into the fan fiction. I've got another track, so we'll see what happens. This is like way inappropriate. Like, I know that this is like not gonna fit at all, and I think that makes it all the more funny. It's funny how I'm explaining why I think it's funny instead of just doing it and letting you guys think for yourself. Anyways, so here we go. We're going into chapter 3 of Shadow Makes It Big. By, if I can get back to the tab, Shadow Girl XXX. So. Alright, let's continue on. Edward was shocked by what Shadow just said, telling him he was going to Hollywood, what was Shadow said. Of course, Shadow did not mean this, he was just making something up because he couldn't tell Edward the truth. Yes, said Shadow, who was now committed to this lie. I will make it big in Hollywood, just you see. So now that Shadow was committed to this lie, he went to the bus station to get to Hollywood, USA of America. It's kind of weird. Yeah. He needed to leave this town anyways, since no one understood him there. Maybe if he became a big and famous actor, people would believe him and his troubles. But here's the thing. Shadow didn't have enough money, and this was the last bus to Hollywood, US America. One ticket, please, said Shadow. That'll be about £100, said the bus driver. I mean, dollars. Sorry, I forgot this takes place in America Land of the Bold. Fuck, said Shadow, because he is edgy. Let me get my money. Shadow looked around the train station for money, but he couldn't find any. He needed it quick to get to Hollywood, USA, America Land of the Bold. Suddenly, Shadow saw Richard Branson. That guy who owns Virgin, but probably isn't a virgin because of all of what his loads of money. Stopping to fill up on gas at the station for his jumbo jet. Can I have some money to get to Hollywood and go to a place where people understand me? Shadow said to Richard. Yes, said Richard. Shadow made a sound like an excited person. But, he continued, you're going to have to do something for me. Oh, this is getting worse. Worse as the show continues. Now you're having trouble distinguishing what's me and what's the story. That's what's the best part here. Several hours later, Shadow cleared the cum off his face and took his money and got on the bus to Hollywood, USA, America. God bless 9/11. Never forget! Hours later, Shadow arrived in Hollywood, USA, and went into a building where executives were having a party. He then saw a familiar face. It was Amy Rose, who was pink and loved Sonic, but was at this party having a party instead. "Oh, hello," said Amy. "It's nice to hear you. I'm an actress now, doing work for Hollywood. Would you like to be a part in this on this movie I'm doing?" Shadow never felt this lucky, apart from the one time he met Peter Griffin from Family Guy, because he liked that show. Remember that one episode where he went back to school because he was dumb and then made everything wrong? LOL, that's my best episode of Family Guy. Anyway, back to the story. Shadow agreed to the movie deal since he wanted to be an actor, and then an executive came from behind Amy. Not in that way. LOL. And talked to Shadow. "Be at the old warehouse tomorrow morning, and we can start filming. Just sign this contract, I will make you famous," the man in the suit said. "Okay," said Shadow, and he signed the contract, sealing his fate. Shadow could not believe it. Walking to the warehouse, where it's actually spelled W-E-R-E, that's weird, warehouse, the next morning, Shadow remembered that last night he was just a lonesome hedgehog masturbating to memories of Maria. Now he is an actor on his way to do acting in his first Hollywood movie. Maybe this lie he blurted out would work out finally. Nothing could go wrong for our hero. As he walked into the building for his first day of filming The Human Centipede. To be continued. Oh my. Keep in mind, I haven't read chapter 4 yet. Alright, so that is... That is the end of chapter 3. And I think by now we've pretty well established that whoever wrote this wrote it intentionally as bad as possible. So, we're going to keep reading, obviously. Again, can someone, like, find me this Shadow Makes It Big chapter 4? Ah, there's chapter 4. Okay, so we can unpin this, because we're not reading this again. We'll pin this, because we will read this next week. Next week. So. Okay. I'm just reading ahead a little bit, and it's kind of getting a little crazy in episode. Let's put it this way. You guys will want to watch me read chapter 4, because I'm sure it's going to be kind of interesting as hell. That thing. Oh my. I think we need more music now. Give me a second. I'm going to go a little bit off the odd here, if you will. We're going to play this, because why the hell not? Alright, this is Voice Arson Live. I will be right back.
Never let you down. cry. Don't forget your smile. Coming in, hold on tight.
What do you know? It is now approaching 7 o'clock, which, of course, means it is time to wrap up, if you will. So, again, I'm sorry, Mumble didn't work out. It's kind of bad at the moment. I don't know why. It worked for me, like, this morning. I don't know. It's always kind of, like, weird like that, I guess. So, yeah. I tested it before the show, Trekkie. Don't give me that. I tested it. It worked. It works fine on my phone. You guys could hear me. Just, you guys can't talk, even though I unmuted you. So, I'm fairly certain it's probably some weird problem on your end. No, we don't use Skype. Skype doesn't work. I thought I explained this. Skype does not work. So I can't use it. Whereas Mumble is actually working properly. That's like, again, I don't know. I mean, I picked this whole idea up from giving a shout out here to the Steam Lugcast. That's how they kind of do their spiel, is they do it through Mumble. So, hey, I'm willing to try things. Not those kinds of things. I'm not Shadow from Shadow Makes It Big. But, you know, it is working, at least for me. So, that tells me that it's set up correctly. I know, we'll test Mumble after I conclude the show, which I am about to do since it's 7:01. Alright, so this is, you know, been another edition of Arson Live. I will get this podcast up as soon as I can. So, until next week, I will see you guys next week. Yes. Excellent. All right. See you guys later.
You are listening to RSN Radio. We don't know what the hell we are doing,